Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We are with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
All eyes turning to Washington today, Ken. We're hearing that President Trump will make his Supreme Court pick by late today. And as we sit here in New York and you look at the governor, a article today, your column about Governor Andrew Cuomo using supreme fear, quote, on abortion issue to rally versus GOPers.
The governor and the state Democrats have been pushing the idea of the Reproductive Health Act. It's a bill that's been around for years that would strengthen the state's abortion laws, especially if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The governor is going to use Trump's announcement this week to start a campaign. He's going to go into the districts of vulnerable New York State Senate Republicans, urging passage of the bill. He's also ramping up a digital and TV ad campaign to go along with it.
Speaking of going after Senate Republicans, you have a piece. The headline is, I'll let you explain, PAC attack on GOP over victims.
Gary Greenberg is an upstate investor who was also a victim of sexual abuse as a child. And he's been advocating for passage, as a lot of survivors have, for the Child Victims Act. This year, he kind of broke ranks with other survivors and worked with the Republicans in the Senate who have blocked what's known as the Child Victims Act for years. Greenberg was hoping that by working with the Senate Republicans, it would help get something passed this year. It didn't, so now he is going back and saying the only way this is going to happen is with a Senate Democratic majority. And he has a PAC that he created that has endorsed now the opponents of several veteran Senate Republicans, as well as for some vacant seats.
Let's go to the governor's race as the stars are aligning, and it seems like for Governor Cuomo in terms of name recognition in the polls and in terms of a financial campaign that's northward of $30 million. And now it looks like President Obama and Hillary Clinton's election teams are being enlisted.
Yeah, the governor has staffed up with veteran operatives. Many of them have ties to the Clintons, both Bill and Hillary, as well as President Obama. The governor is facing a September 13th primary from Cynthia Nixon, and he brought in a lot of veteran operatives, also those who have worked on progressive issues. So, you know, it shows he's taking it seriously. He also hired someone to be a day-to-day consultant for the campaign, given that his old campaign manager, Joe Prococo, has been convicted of federal corruption charges. So now he has a woman, Maggie Moran, who is going to run the day-to-day operation.
With the recent Supreme Court decision on unions, the so-called Janus case, Suffolk County now is working to shield government union members. Explain that.
Kind of following the lead of Cuomo, who Steve Ballone today, the Suffolk County executive, is going to sign an executive order that would prohibit the county employees and officials from releasing personal information of employees, such as cell phone numbers, home addresses. The idea is they're afraid that perhaps anti-union activists will try and contact these people and have them not sign up for the unions, and so this is trying to make it tougher for them. Cuomo signed right after the Janus case was decided by the Supreme Court a similar executive order that impacted state employees.
We always appreciate it when Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, visits us on Mondays. You can find out more at NY Daily News and listen to more online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks. We'll catch up next week.
Anytime. Be well.